Our reading this morning is taken from the New English Bible, Luke 15, verses 1 to 14. Another time, the tax gatherers and other bad characters were all crowding in to listen to him, and the Pharisees and the doctors of law began grumbling among themselves. "This fellow," they said, "welcomes sinners and eats with them." He answered them with this parable: "If one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them, does he not leave the 99 in the open pasture and go after the missing one until he has found it? How delighted is he then? He lifts it onto his shoulders, and home he goes to call his friends and neighbors together. 'Rejoice with me,' he cries, 'I have found my lost sheep.' In the same way, I tell you, there will be greater joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who do not need to repent. Or again, if a woman has 10 silver pieces and loses one of them, does she not light the lamp, sweep out the house, and look in every corner till she has found it? And when she has, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, 'Rejoice with me, I have found the piece that I lost.' In the same way, I tell you, there is joy among the angels of God over one sinner who repents." Again he said, "There was once a man who had two sons, and the younger said to his father, 'Father, give me my share of the property.' So he divided his estate between them. A few days later, the younger son turned the whole of his share into cash and left home for a distant country, where he squandered it in reckless living. He had spent it all when a severe famine fell upon that country, and he began to feel the pinch." This is the word of the Lord.
Well, this is kind of a homecoming for me. I was born and bred and grew up just a little ways down on Parkdale Avenue towards Scott Street. I believe the house is still standing, although when you get to be my age, that's not necessarily the case. But I grew up here. I delivered, you know, you say this to your kids these days, I delivered drugs for Joint's Drug Pharmacy. And it wasn't the same connotation as it's conjured up to be today. But had a great time living here. I even dated my wife because she trained at the Civic Hospital here. So this has a great deal of meaning to me. And of course, I dated her throughout her time at the Civic Hospital. So, I know this area well, and as I said, I delivered drugs to the whole area. I'm serious when I say that, because we had customers from Joint. How many were around that even knew where Joint's Drug Store was? Can you raise your hand? Yes, there's a few. Wonderful. Well, then you're as old as me. I love this area. I have fond memories. My parents eventually had to sell their home and moved into a condo, Amberside, when they were just when it was just started as a development. So I really have fond memories. I went to Conant Public School. Anybody remember that? I think it's still here, as a matter of fact. So yes, love the area. And we're often back here. We have a few friends who just live down the road here. I have nothing but fond memories of this region, this area, and this community. Thank you very much for inviting me. I love this passage of Scripture, for it says a lot to us. Did you know that most of us have been broken at one time or another? And you may say, Reverend, how do you know that? And the reason I know is that I've worked with people all through my ministry who are in the same boat as me, who've been broken. And Jesus Christ has come along, and in his great love and in his grace mercy, fell in love with me if I can say that, although it doesn't sound doctrinally sound, nonetheless did and took my place and my sin for me. And today I'm a recipient of that amazing, amazing grace. Have you ever felt like Humpty Dumpty? The little rhyme says Humpty Dumpty sat on a wall, and Humpty Dumpty had a great fall, and all of the king's horses and all of the king's men could not put Humpty Dumpty again. But there's a little continuance of that. But along came the king, and he restored me. And thanks be to God for that. At one point in my life, I felt like life was so broken that my world would never be the same again. I've been around a while. I've had a few times when I've been broken. But Jesus assures us in this story of the three losts that he can be there for us to put our broken pieces back together again. I'll never forget the story of 49-year-old Erwin Cruz, spelled K-R-E-U-Z, in 1977, spent his life savings on a magical trip to San Francisco, California, to visit, of course, the whole Disney scene. And speaking very little English, as he was flying from Germany over to the United States, he was on a layover in Bangor, Maine. A flight attendant said to him as she was leaving the plane, "Oh my, you're going to San Francisco, California. Wishing you a great time." His limited English really only caught, "Wishing you a great time in San Francisco, California." And so with that, he got off the plane himself, assuming he'd reached his destination, and wandered the streets of Bangor, Maine. If you've ever been to Bangor, Maine, that's all they have is streets. And for 2 days. And someone who could speak German came up to him and began to hear his story, discovered his situation fully, and told the local radio station. And within hours, the community threw Cruz a 50th birthday party. The local municipality gave him a piece of land that he never went back to, and all kinds of privileges. He went on finally to get back on the plane and go on to San Francisco, and he was met by the mayor because Time magazine had written an article called "The Man Who Lost His Way." He was welcomed with all kinds of privileges there too, all because he lost his way. Do you know that our Heavenly Father takes special interest in us when we're broken, when we've lost our way? And he immediately embraces us, receives us to himself, and gives us something called eternal life. I wish every story ended so well. But these three that we have in the scriptures this morning really do all end up well. The first one, of course, is the lost sheep. The second one, of course, is the lost coin. And the third one is the lost son. Actually, the only one that was really broken was the lost son. And I often think of these three stories. Jesus was trying to let us know that he knows what our eventual fate will be. He also knows the solution. As a matter of fact, he knows it so well that he is there at our beck and cry through the work of his Holy Spirit, and he's the one who goes after us. I was arguing with my brother-in-law, who is an engineer, but he has no concept of faith, except that he has received the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior and Lord. And I said, I'm sorry, you didn't go after the Lord. He came after you. He said, I can't believe that. I was the one who initiated my faith in Christ. Then I said, you may have initiated it, but it was Christ Jesus, our divine shepherd, who went after you because he loved you that much. Well, the story is of these three things. The lost sheep, first of all. We are all lost sheep. But Jesus Christ, in his infinite mercy as a shepherd, leaves the 99 and goes after the one. Why? Because he died for that one, just as he did the other 99. The church should be in the business of not just encouraging and building up the redeemed in their most holy faith, but with open arms receive those that are lost. They may not know they are lost, but oh, my friends, today, Jesus Christ knows, and he only works through his own in most cases. I've heard of the great miracles of things that happen to people, but God in his love reaches out to us in our lostness, if that can be a word, and he redeems us. He secures us. He brings us back and into a right relationship with his Father because he is the one who loved us. I want to leave you with three thoughts. We've all made decisions that we regret, that have moved us away from God rather than towards him. We've all figured out that we know exactly where we're going, and in our limited wisdom, we decide a path that we think we should go down, and Jesus comes along and alters it. But we all regret moving further away from being the person God created us to be. And Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Romans 6:23 says, the wages of sin is death, but I love the bud. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Bad decisions made by the sheep left all of his friends and neighbors. I've seen that so many times in the church in my 47 years of ministry. I find it hard to believe so many years have gone by, but oh my, I thank God that he saw me broken and no place to go. And Jesus was telling the audience of outcasts in his day, look it, come on home. Churches are the very vehicle that welcomes the outcasts. They will be also the ones that benefit the most. I'll never forget the story of a man who had done a great deal to raise donations for Mother Teresa. He had the privilege of having her on his radio program called KTAR. In Phoenix, Arizona. And he was hosting at this time, and Mother Teresa came on, and he said to her, is there anything that we can do, I can do, to enhance your work? And she said one thing. Yes, there is. Find someone nobody else could care less about and love them into Christ's kingdom. Find someone nobody else could care less about and lure them or bring them into God's kingdom. Jesus tells us all, whoever we may be, he loves us. He says, I am the good shepherd. He says, I am the one that will take you and pick you up. I love the fact that God is so caring that he goes and leaves the 99, that he makes sure that those that are a resemblance of what is lost in terms of the coin. All is done to recover that coin, and brings all, and the lady in question brings all of her friends over and said, "Behold, I lost a coin, and now I found it. Come and rejoice with me." William Mueller. Well, I should say, God's heart is always available to love us. All outcasts, Jesus goes after us. He sees our brokenness, and he makes us whole. He makes us complete. He makes us having all of the necessary gifts found in his Holy Spirit in order for us to bring us to the full place of privilege in the kingdom of God. I'll never forget the story of William Mueller told one time in his pulpit. A teenage girl who'd made a lot of bad decisions in a row. She pulled away from her mom, who was her last resort. And one night, the daughter was arrested for drunk driving. She was put in jail. And the next morning, her mother bailed her out. As mom picked her up, opened it, the daughter found a rock. And she said to her mother, "This is cute, Mom, but what does it mean?" And Mom said, "Read the little card on the inside. It said, 'This rock is more than 200 million years old. And this is how long it will take before I give up on you.'" And so it is with God. He never gives up on us. We may give up. We may feel that there's no hope for the way our lives are directed. But God, in his infinite mercy, says, "I will pick you up, and I will put you back together again, complete and whole." So my message this morning to you is this. When we are broken and when we are feeling alone, he can put us together again. That lost son that squandered everything he had in the day, it was the custom that the second son would only receive a third of his inheritance. The oldest son would receive two-thirds. And this young man took it all in cash and went off and lived the way he thought he ought to live. But the day came when it all ran out. He didn't invest it at all, but continued to run out of money until one day he realized he was broke. Brokenness is tough stuff. When we've used our last dime, my mother came to a place because of my father's illness, came to a place where there was no money coming in. And God sent along his servant at the time, Sam Burke. He was a wonderful insurance man and took care of our insurance. And he looked at my mother and said, "Helen, why didn't you call me? I could have helped." She said, "I didn't know who to call, so I called on my God. I knew he would answer my prayer." And he certainly did. For that man was a blessing to us. He was Jewish. My father, during the last war, had carried him a mile on his shoulders. Gotta understand, my dad's 5'6". Sam Burke was 6'2", and my dad carried him, resulting in a back injury that he never recovered from. And I think to myself, God knows what he's doing all the time. Please understand, you may feel alone, but Jesus Christ is in the business of making us whole. Can you trust a God like that? I believe you can. The shepherd looks until he finds us. The Father keeps the door open, always anticipating us, ready to receive you and me, waiting to repair us. And when we have been broken 200 million times, his arms are still wide open. There are no conditions, because he loves us. And that is the good news this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Gracious God, I love you, Lord, and the people here in this service today love you too. They have been there, broken, feeling like they are spent. But oh, Lord, I thank you that you are the good shepherd who leaves the 99 and goes after us who have messed up, who feel like we will never be able to be put back together again. Our lives will never be the same. I'm so glad, Lord Jesus, that you cared enough for us to take us, remold us as our Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, who offers us the help through his Holy Spirit.